What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Cioli.
Stormy Daniels takes the stand and it gets salacious. And what is the point? The point is to humiliate Donald Trump. That is the point. Because the punishment is the process. The punishment is the the process is the punishment, excuse me. That is the point, to punish him through the process. It's not about finding him guilty. I don't think Alvin Bragg thinks he will. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We were going to stream live on YouTube, but we're not. Not my fault. I wore a nice shirt today. My hair is nice and fluffy, and I haven't eaten in days to try to thin out a little bit, but we're not doing it. So what can I tell you? What do you want from me? Huh? What do you want from me?
I know. I get so annoyed with the streaming stuff sometimes. I don't understand why. Like, I have no problems when I do it with Rooney's show, and then when I try to do it for this, nothing ever works.
Well, see, now the audience can't see my good looks and my charm. They can hear the charm. They can't see it. They just... they can't see it for themselves. Sorry, folks. Now, you know, we streamed from the Grand Hotel on Friday, and did you know that every time we had a guest on, nobody could hear it on YouTube?
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Okay. I just making sure you knew
that. Yeah. No, right. I was aware of what we're like. That's fine. I never used any of that stuff before.
That's fine. I don't mean it. What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? I'm happy, though, regardless. What were you going to say?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything. I was just laughing at Henry.
It's just funny because Henry gets very angry. It's kind of funny. He's so mellow, and then all of a sudden he just blew up. So 2 minutes, I'm not even joking, 2 minutes before he came on the air, I looked at him, and he said, we're not streaming. He asked me if I wanted to stream. I said, sure. Then he goes, we're not streaming. And then he tells me we're not streaming. And then I said, well, why not? He goes, his hands are just moving around, and I can't hear him through the glass. And he's just, I could see the F-bombs coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, it is really annoying. Because I don't understand why when I do it for this show, all these issues pop up.
See?
But if I do it for Rooney or if I were to do it for Dom or whoever, there's no problem.
Now, when I do the show from the Zeoli Compound studio, I have the same background behind me, but my lighting's better. So people are going to know that it's there because it's better. But
will it be that obvious?
It'll also maybe work. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, because for that, all I'd have to do is send you a link and you can just join it.
Boom. Try it on Thursday.
All right.
So I got dad duty again. Patrick Skylar Cross game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So got to be at the compound. It's like, what did Rush have? The Southern Command? Call that the South Jersey Command. See that?
Levin has his hidden bunker.
What's that?
Levin has his hidden
Levin
bunker.
Has a bunker. No one knows where it is. No one knows where it is. And even, you know, his producer only met him in person like one time. Mr. Producer met him once, I think, in person.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. Radio is great that way. You go TV, you got to be there every day. In person, you got to shower and shave and whatnot, you know?
TV is shorter, though.
It is shorter.
You show up for like an hour. I mean, for the actual show itself. And radio, you're here for 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 freaking hours. And by the way, I am going back on Jimmy's show next week, next Saturday night, back on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon next week. Not, I can't do it this week because of the Trump rally. So we got the big Trump rally in Wildwood.
Do you get your motorcade again?
Yeah, I asked him. I told him to send me an even bigger SUV this time. And I want it stocked with bourbon. So I want to get there tanked. Well, it is the happy hour, and I'm happy. And it's brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. It's New Jersey's full premier resort, conference center, and top beach destination wedding venue. Visit GrandHotelCapeMay.com for more information. Rooms are booking fast for June, so make sure you book. And don't forget, we'll be there again live June 21st. For our next live show. This trial is a joke. This is ridiculous. It's so salacious and it's outrageous. And look, John Fetterperson is going to be on Fox News tonight at 6 p.m. Look at that. Wow. Hey, get him on. Maybe he'll come on the show. I'd love to talk to Fetterperson. See if he'll come on. Reach out to his office. If he's going on Fox News, he might come on here.
Maybe he will.
Okay, I'll give him a fair shake. I mean, Casey won't come on. He's a coward. He's a chicken, but Fetterman might. Tell him to come in studio. I'll wear a hoodie that day, too, in solidarity. We can stream it on YouTube. Just a couple guys hanging out in hoodies.
I'd be scared, because if the stream doesn't work, Henry's going to be in here cursing, and I have to sit in the studio. You're separated. You have glass between Henry and the rage. I'm sitting right next to him.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
It's not like I'm taking it out on you or anything. I just...
Punch him in the face, Henry, just to see what it feels like.
No, I don't think HR would like that.
The Constitution of the United States of America sets forth the requirements to be president, and it does not mention anything about candidates having to disclose anything regarding their personal sexual encounters outside of their marriage. Whether or not they happened or not is irrelevant, because what Alvin Bragg is doing is attempting to rewrite the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. I can't stress this point enough. Election interference can only occur if you violated some law. Now, election interference would be, in the case of a presidential election, let's think about this now, in terms of what the president did not disclose to people. Let's say he wasn't born in the United States of America and didn't disclose that. That would be a major violation. That would be election interference, because he told the people of America that he was born in the United States and wasn't. Let's say the president was not 35 years old, lied about his age, got elected, he was 27. Yeah, you could charge him with election interference, Sam, because he violated what is a requirement of the United States Constitution. Same with the Constitution saying you got to be in the U.S. for 14 years. Say it was only 12 years, and he lied about that. All those things, sure. He violated the tenets of that, and for that reason, election interference. Now, the remedy for that, in my opinion, would be impeachment by Congress. It would not be a criminal trial. But that would be the sense where the president has violated what is a constitutional requirement in order to be the president. But as I've mentioned to you, there is no gumata provision. There is no girlfriend provision. There's no affair partner provision, no paramour provision, nothing. Nothing like that is required. So whether or not a candidate chooses to disclose these things, it's a matter of opinion. Like, there's no shoot your puppy provision either. Kristi Noem's decision to disclose that will be seen as one of the poorer choices made by a potential vice presidential candidate. But there's no requirement she had to do it. She just chose to do it. It's ridiculous that we're having this conversation about Donald Trump in the first place, but Alvin Bragg has decided to set a narrative now that adultery is the worst thing you can ever do. Worst thing you can ever do. And if the American people knew about it, they would not vote for somebody who committed adultery. Now, that's Alvin Bragg's mindset here. That's what he believes. And by paying off Stormy Daniels, this is follow the logic here now. By paying off Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump then hid what is the worst revelation voters could possibly face about a candidate in the year 2016. Now, America in 2016 was not that different from America in 2024. I personally don't think in 2016 anyone gave a damn whether or not Donald Trump slept with Stormy Daniels. I don't think anyone cared. I don't think it would have changed anyone's vote. I don't think it would have changed anyone's opinion. But either way, that's my opinion. Just like it's Alvin Bragg's opinion that adultery is the worst thing you could ever do, and that if it comes out, you will lose the election. That's how bad it is. That's how bad people react to it, that you will lose the election. Let me ask you an honest question here for a second. Do candidates not have a right to a personal life, to a private life? But what about their family members? Now, let's assume for a second Trump did have an affair with Stormy Daniels. Say he did. And Melania found out about it, and he went back to her and said, you know what, I'm sorry, I'll never do this again, I won't ever cheat on you again, I'm sorry, I feel horrible about it. And she took him back, they went to marriage counseling, whatever it is, they renewed their vows, everything's fine, hunky-dory. And Stormy Daniels comes and says, I'm going to write a tell-all book about this. And Trump says, you know what, this isn't fair to Melania. I don't want her going through this again. She already went through this once. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know the context of their marriage. But I mean, I know people who have had this situation happen to them. Usually the marriage ends in divorce, but there have been couples who obviously have gone through this and they've worked things out and they've repaired things. And, you know, I mean, everybody in their own life deals with these matters in their own way. For some people, it's an absolute deal breaker. For others, it's something that they will work out in therapy and work out with their priest, their pastor, whatever. I mean, it says everybody, I don't judge. That's not my place to judge. So how you handle your marriage is on you. That's up to you. How my wife and I handle our marriage is up to us. How Donald Trump and Melania Trump handle their marriage, it's not up to me to judge. But let's assume the narrative, though, that Alvin Bragg is setting is not the case at all. Let's assume, for example, Melania did know about Stormy Daniels. Maybe it did happen. Maybe she knew about it. And maybe she just did not want to go through the public humiliation of that again. And maybe Trump wanted to protect her from having to go through that. So he said, let's just give her money to shut her up. She wants money, obviously. So give her money and make it go away. I mean, does Melania not have a right to not be exploited again in that matter by Stormy Daniels? I mean, genuinely, what if he wanted to protect his wife from having to relive that? Worst time in their marriage. Worst time in their marriage, and it took a long time for her to forgive him and trust him again, and he just doesn't want to open that door again. He's changed. He's, you know, he's a new man, and he's devoted to Melania, and that's just it. Again, we don't know. I've been around the guy. I can tell you, I mean, he is very devoted to her, and he loves his kids, loves his family. Loves the grandkids. Maybe he didn't want them to find out. Who knows? I don't care whether he and Stormy Daniels had relations or not. It's irrelevant to me. It's not my life. It's his life. But what if it happened and he just wanted to protect his family? Does the family not have a right to that? I mean, if Alvin Bragg's argument is that the vote, it's so horrible, adultery is so horrible that it would have cost him the election had people found out, then doesn't the wife get a say in this? Doesn't she get a say in this to turn around and say, yeah, it's really horrible and I don't want to relive that again. So yeah, please don't have this story come out. Make it go away. Like, what if it was Melania who wanted it to go away? Does that change anything? And if Alvin Bragg's argument is, well, she doesn't get a say because the voters have a right to know because it's just that bad. Who the hell is that guy to make that kind of a judgment? Who appointed the Manhattan District Attorney to be the morality police for the United States of America? Really? I mean, who decided that guy gets to decide that this act of betrayal in a marriage is so detrimental that the voters have an absolute right to know about it, despite whatever the wishes are of the wife? Because we're all assuming here that Trump kept this hidden from Melania. What if she knew and just didn't want to go through the public humiliation of it all over again? I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't. But that's a possibility. And don't they have a right to their privacy? But no, in Alvin Bragg's mind, this act is so detrimental that there's no way you could vote for somebody who's committed adultery. No way. You could never do it. Bill Clinton won twice, but yet in the year 2016, even though in 1992, Bill Clinton won, and then in 1996, Bill Clinton won, the guy was a guy who cheated on his wife multiple times and yet still won re-election, won twice, but yet in the year 2016, that revelation would have cost Trump the election. That's Alvin Bragg's theory. Now, a couple points on this. Number one, if you believe adultery is the worst thing a person can do, that's fine. That's your opinion. It's not a stated fact of political life because voters have voted for candidates who have had affairs. That's number one. All right. So it's not a stated fact of political life. Whatever your religious beliefs are, moral beliefs, whatever. Politically speaking, we know that people who have had affairs have won elections. They've won elections despite the affairs coming public. We know that. All right. So that's number one. Number two is that this idea that you have a right to know as a voter is, again, an opinion. That's an opinion. All right. Some would argue that as a voter, you should know all these things. You have a right to know about the person's, you know, their finances, how they handle their finances. Do you have a right to know that? You'd like to know. Do you have a right to know what have their grades in college? You'd like to know. You'd like to see the transcripts, but do you have a right to know those things? No, you don't. You'd like to, but you don't have a right to know those things. If the candidate chooses to share them with you, well, that's up to him. They want to make their tax returns public. If they want to make their transcripts public, that's up to them. If you don't like the fact that they're not doing that, well, don't vote for them. But you don't have a right to know these things. If a candidate wants to disclose that he cheated on his wife, well, that's up to him. You don't have a right to know that, though, because where does that right come from? Where does that right as a voter come from? Think about it. What right do you have as a voter to know about a candidate in his life, private life? What right do you have? The only answer you can go to is go to the rule book of the Constitution and what the Constitution says. Everything else is a matter of subjective opinion. There's a matter of subjective opinion. So if I'm the campaign manager for a candidate who's had an affair, and the wife sits there and says, I don't want this coming out. This was the worst time in our lives. I don't want our kids knowing about it. We've repaired our marriage. We've rebuilt our marriage. We go to church every week. He stopped drinking. Whatever it is. I don't want to live this again. So I don't care if the story comes out. We are not putting it out there. Okay. And the candidate says, yeah, whatever she says, that's how it works. And I say to them, okay, fine, but I just have to warn you guys, the story could come out. Yeah, we know it could, but we don't want to get ahead of it. We'd rather roll the dice. And if it comes out, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it then, but we don't want to relive this. We don't want our kids to relive this, whatever. Okay. That's the decision. Now the story comes out. You're either angry that they didn't tell you about it. You don't care, or you're angry that he did it, or you feel sympathy for the guy because he acknowledged he was wrong. The wife took him back and he's a changed man. And you know what? It earns you his support. Who knows? You can't predict these things. You make political calculations in the moment based on all the information you have available. I've been in those rooms before. I've had uncomfortable conversations with spouses before over lots of different things. And not with Trump, though. I want to make that point very, very clear. I know I make jokes about, I've never, ever had a conversation with Trump or anyone in his team regarding this situation. I need to say that. I don't want to get a subpoena. So I want to make that point very clear. But I've had him with other candidates. And, you know, you make a judgment call. Sometimes they say, I need to be honest with people. I was a disaster as a person. I found God. I stopped drinking. I turned my life around, but I don't want them finding out. I want to let them know about this. Okay. And the candidate comes out. He gives a big speech and says, you know, 5 years ago, I had an affair. And the voters react accordingly. Either they're disgusted by it. They appreciate the honesty. They don't give a damn either way. You don't know. You have no idea. Alvin Bragg does, though. Alvin Bragg knows. Alvin Bragg knows. And if he gets to make that determination for of 350 million Americans, think about it. He gets to make that determination for 350 million. He knows exactly what everybody thinks, which is that everybody will be disgusted by it, no matter what the details are that we don't know. Whether Melania knows and just doesn't want the truth to come out because she doesn't want to go through it again, doesn't want Barron to know, whatever it is, Alvin Bragg's made the determination that America will say no to Donald Trump if those allegations had come out in 2016. Can I ask an honest question? How does Alvin Bragg get that authority? Who made him the morality police, and who made him the arbiter of knowing what 350 million Americans feel about the complicated issue of a marital affair? And then the next point that I keep raising is, as voters, we'd like to know things about candidates, but what right do we have to know about the candidates? What right do we have? It's a matter of opinion unless it's a matter of law. So it's a matter of opinion unless it's a matter of law. Like, and my opinion is, yeah, candidates should probably have to release their transcripts. I'd like to know if they were a dumbass in college. I'm pretty sure that Barack Obama, Joe Biden, I mean, I'd love to see those transcripts. I'd like to see the birth certificates too, because that's required in the Constitution. I'd like to see these things. Do I have a right to? No. But the idea that you can argue that it's election interference, say a person got straight Fs in college and didn't even graduate, faked their graduation, but hid that from the public, got elected president. Do you then go back and charge him with election interference because had people known that this guy dropped out of college or flunked out of college and the opposition research on the other team was not smart enough to pick that up, that he would have lost the election because Alvin Bragg's decided that America could never vote for a college dropout? I mean, why are we just limiting it to the bedroom? And if you don't have a right to know under the law, then it's a matter of opinion. Then how is it election interference? If the law doesn't state you must disclose the following, then how has the election been interfered with in any way? I'm serious about that. Because there's a lot of baggage out there. Politicians have a lot of baggage at all various levels, not just the presidency, but senators, governors, people in your freaking town council have done things that they're probably ashamed of doing in their life. And you don't know about them. Do you have a right to know about them? And if they don't tell you about them and they still get elected, but then years later you find out, can you lock them up? Because you could turn around and go, you know, if I had known that the mayor got a DUI 5 years ago, I never would have voted for him. Therefore, he should have disclosed that when he ran. It's election interference. So lock him up. Charge him with a crime. It's ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And we keep coming back to sex. I don't know why in the year 2024 we're still coming back to sex. But what if a guy was going to write a tell-all book about the fact that as a college student, the person was a complete and utter moron who had people write papers for him all the time and only graduated because he cheated and people wrote term papers for him. That's it. And I go to that person because that's what I did. No, I'm just kidding. I go to that person and I say, please don't write this tell-all book. I want to buy the rights to the tell-all book from you for $50,000. And guy says, all right, fine. And then it comes out later that I paid him hush money to not write about what a dumbass I was in college. Was the election stolen? Was election interference involved here? Why are we just limiting it to the bedroom? I'm serious about that. I don't understand that point. Because the moral police, Alvin Bragg, hasn't decided that that is the worst thing a person can do is lie about their grades or cheat in college or cheat in golf or something. What gives Alvin Bragg the right to make this moral determination for 350 million Americans? Who appointed him this? I mean, what is the guy? The Pope? He's the Manhattan District Attorney. And last time I checked, our nation is not, we have religious liberty in this country, but we're not a theocracy. So it's not as if you have to be pious in order to get elected to rule the theocracy. I mean, if this was a theocracy, I could understand if the arbiter of morality came out and said, you know, you didn't tell us about the fact that you cheated, and that's a violation of the Ten Commandments. And since we are a theocracy, You lied. That's election interference, and that's a crime. But last time I checked, we're a constitutional republic with religious freedoms, but we're not a theocracy. And we don't have the morality police get to make these determinations, and we certainly don't. Well, we would love for candidates to follow the Ten Commandments. We don't require that as part of them becoming president. It's nice to know but then again, if we were really strict about that whole thou shalt not lie thing, I mean, you know, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. I get it. That's a serious violation. But also thou shalt not lie. You'd have a lot of people put in jail if the morality police, Alvin Bragg, decided that that was the worst thing you could ever do, was tell a lie. Like, thank God he chose that adultery was. Because otherwise, I mean, one of the idiots on The View today talked about reopening Alcatraz to put Donald Trump in prison. Alcatraz. You would have to build prisons. There would be nothing but prisons because every politician lies, every one of them. So if Alvin Bragg had decided that that was the worst thing, that the voters would never stomach a lie, then everybody would be election interference. You'd be locking people up left and right. This case is so twisted in every level. But ultimately, what I have said over and over again, which not many people have said, because I guess they don't really grasp this point, is that everything is a matter of opinion except what is in Article 2 of the Constitution. That's it. Everything else is an opinion. Whether a candidate discloses something, not discloses something, whether or not voters would be shocked or appalled, or voters would be like, right on, man, that's awesome. Opinions, all opinions. And unless it's in Article 2 of the Constitution, you can't argue it's a requirement. Therefore, it cannot be election interference. Because again, what if it turns out that Melania knew? It was true, and Melania knew and forgave him and actually had come out and said in 2016, yes, I know Donald did this, but our marriage is never better. I forgave him. People make mistakes. We're good. And he would have won even more votes. Who knows? But that's an opinion. Strategy and opinion. It's not a requirement. So if it's not a requirement as per Article 2 of the Constitution to become the president, then there's no case here, because you can't have election interference if the candidate for president has not broken one of the rules. And this is not a rule. Thou shalt disclose extramarital affairs or allegations of thereof. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'll play you what Trump said outside the courthouse in just a moment, but I do want to let you know that NJ Diet's going to help you lose some weight, some serious weight. And I'm talking about guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. If you're still holding on to that winter weight, time to lose it. You know, it's beach season. It's pool season. It's time for you to look good and feel good, too. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with personalized scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You are fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. So call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer with NJ Diet. You can do this, and trust me, stay away from those shots. They're banned by a lot of European countries right now. They don't want to go near them. You shouldn't go near them either because of all of the side effects. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I'm know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
the
bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
You're killing it with the music today, Henry.
Oh, thank you, good sir.
I don't really want to be here today. I wanted to call out sick. I'm just kidding.
But who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
That I got called out on Twitter for not playing that clip. So let me do a quick check-in on Twitter, the social media on X, brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Vavo. So let's see here. Let's see, who's the one who said that? Sharon K wondered if I had some cocaine. My Twitter is not working. Something is wrong with this freaking Twitter machine today. But somebody made the point of saying we should have played that clip of Bernie and the cocaine. Oh, Jay said it. Yeah, he goes, how can you mention cocaine and not play the Bernie cocaine clip? Who are those producers of yours? Bums. I don't think you guys were around for that.
But who knows about cocaine?
That was Bernie talking to like fourth graders or something. You remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Who knows about cocaine? And does anyone have any? Could you ask your mothers? And by the way, are your mothers happy with your fathers? If not, give them my number. He just announced he's running for re-election, yeah. Bernie. He'll be 165 when he leaves office.
He will legitimately be 88.
Yeah. That's amazing. I like being in studio today. This is fun.
You just said you didn't want to be here 10 seconds ago.
I hate driving here, though. I hate driving in the city. Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
Traffic's bad, yeah, every day.
Traffic stunk today for me.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. People are idiots. That's the problem. Oh, yeah. All right. Saturday will be fun in Wildwood, though. There'll be no traffic there, that's for sure.
It's always nice when you're down the shore.
Always nice down the shore, right?
Cape May broadcasts are so fun.
Cape May broadcast was awesome. I'm telling you, that was one of the best days ever. That really was. I was so happy, and we had the best crowd there. Fantastic.
Somebody gave us popcorn, which was very good.
Yeah.
Did you try any of that? That Cluster's popcorn?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about the popcorn.
Oh man. It was excellent. That sweet habanero, I believe. Henry and I both have kind of, we agree on nothing, but we agree that that sweet habanero popcorn, delicious.
And what's the name of the popcorn shop?
I believe it was called Cluster's.
You were supposed to write that on the show sheet, so I give them a shout out.
It is.
Berlin Farmer's Market. Yeah.
Cluster's Popcorn, Berlin Farmer's Market. They stole all my popcorn, so I never got to have it. You guys took it and Tommy took it, and I got nothing.
Well, so. You're missing out.
Well, they brought three for the each of us, so if you didn't take yours, that's on you, pal.
Sid said, go home. Thanks, Sid. Appreciate that. Just meant I didn't want to be in studio today. That's all. Pat27 said, well, using Bragg's logic, wouldn't Bill Clinton's war room constitute organized election interference? Yeah, it's a RICO violation. Great point. It'll be fun on Saturday in Wildwood. That's Checking on Social Media, brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Go see them today on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo, if you're a Costco member, you get an additional $1,000 off. Jeremy Burke says, if these rules have to apply to every election, then no politician would ever be viable as an electoral candidate. Every politician lies. Lying is not against the law. Correct. You have a free speech right to not lie. You also have a free speech right to not have to say you had a gumada. I'm not saying it's right to have a gumada. I'm just saying the First Amendment doesn't force you to say you have one, or any other election law or any other constitutional amendment. Here's Trump outside the courthouse today. Take a listen.
So this was a very big day, a very revealing day. As you see, their case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records, and even something that should bear very little relationship to the case. It's just a disaster for the DA, for the Soros-backed DA. It's a disaster. This whole case is just a disaster. If you read the legal scholars, you'll see, because they're writing about it, they've never seen anything quite like it. And neither have I. I should be out campaigning right now. We're leading in all the polls. I'd like to be campaigning. We'd be leading by a lot more. But I just want to appreciate, I appreciate the job you're doing. It's not easy standing there all day waiting, but you're hearing the same things that we're hearing. On another matter, as you know, it's Biden's backers that seem to be funding the what's going on with the Palestinians. They're probably not Palestinians, they're agitators, bad agitators, really bad. And I think our government ought to find out who they are, where they're from, and treat them the same way as they do the J6 hostages. You got to treat them the same way. These are agitators. They're really hurting our country. It's happening all over the country in cities. You saw what happened last night at the Metropolitan Museum. These are agitators. And in some of the colleges, I think it's about 20% student and 80% others. So this is a big problem, and they better nip it in the bud. And it's a problem from the left, not from the right. This is a problem from the left. And I hope you're going to stress that. The economy is not doing well. You see, inflation is through the roof. They're not going to be able to lower interest rates. If they do, it's purely political. But it'll be very bad if they do from the standpoint of getting rid of inflation. You have to get rid of the inflation. Inflation, as you probably have heard me say, it's a country buster. It busts countries. And it has for 1,000 years. You go back and you look at old-time Germany. You look at a lot of countries that went through the kind of inflation we're going through. And they're busted. They are just broken up. Broken up in many cases into little pieces. And that's what could actually happen to us. So we have to get inflation under control. We have to get prices down so that people can breathe. People can live. So they can live. But again, this was a very revealing day in court. Any honest reporter would say that. I would recommend you read Jonathan Turley and Andrew McCarthy and Alan Dershowitz, Greg Jarrett, Mark Levin, very talented people, and others. And others. There's some incredible people out there that are writing about this trial. They're calling it a disgrace. It's a disgrace. In the meantime, I'm stuck. I'm here. Instead of being in Georgia, instead of being in New Hampshire, instead of being in Wisconsin, and all the different states that we wanted to be in, we're not able to be there because we're stuck in this trial, which everyone knows is a hoax. Thank you very much.
What's so revealing today?
Should there still be a mistrial?
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating, but there's some good news. I always love to bring you good news, some breaking news as well. Last week, we had Julie Kelly on talking about the classified documents case. And she mentioned how the judge in that case, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, is doing an outstanding job. Well, she just moments ago indefinitely postponed the trial date. Outstanding. This just broke a few moments ago. The judge presiding over the case against former President Donald Trump involving allegations surrounding classified documents indefinitely postponed the trial date Tuesday. United States District Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, so that setting a date would be imprudent before a number of pretrial motions were addressed. Special Counsel Jack Smith unsealed a superseding indictment on July 27th, 2023 that included charges against Carlos D. Oliveira, a maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, the Florida estate owned by former President Trump, after the special counsel initially secured a 37-count indictment against Trump and aide Walter Nuada in June of 2023. This is a big deal. The court also determines that finalization of a trial date at this juncture, before resolution of the myriad and interconnected pretrial and SEPA issues remaining and forthcoming, would be imprudent and inconsistent with the court's duty to fully and fairly consider the various pending pretrial motions before the court. Critical SEPA issues and additional pretrial and trial preparations necessary to present this case to a jury. The court therefore vacates the current May 20th, 2024 trial date to be reset by separate order following resolution of the matters before the court, consistent with defendants' right to due process and the public's interest in the fair and efficient administration of justice. That's fantastic. That is great. That's great news. See, there's a lot about this classified documents case that came out, which we talked to Julie Kelly about, but also you heard Trump mention Mark Levin, the great one, Mark Levin. Well, he had a big, lengthy rant about this. And Jack Smith's mishandling of documents in the documents case. The Department of Justice in D.C. and its 93 U.S. attorneys handle thousands of cases every year. This, by the way, is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. The idea that the documents in the so-called documents case involving President Trump were not handled in the most careful and professional manner is utterly inexcusable. Any attorney involved in litigation sets up a system for gathering, marking, organizing, and securing documentation and other evidence or information related to the case. The Department of Justice has an even higher duty, which is why it has seasoned individuals who do this for a living. And in this case, the entire existence of the special counsel is to investigate President Trump. This is Mark Levin writing this. It has no other cases or responsibilities, making this even more shocking. This is a documents case in which the Department of Justice claims, in part, that President Trump mishandled documents. The fact that the precise order and manner in which the documents were gathered was somehow altered, whether by error or intentionality, is inexcusable. This is a real and big issue, and the chain of custody of these documents must be independently investigated at the direction of the court. Now, remember, what Julie Kelly talked about last week was that essentially this coordination between the NARO, the National Archives and Records Administration, the Biden White House, and the Trump team regarding the classified documents. So this is a big deal that the judge has now indefinitely postponed the classified documents trial. This is a very, very big deal and a big win for Trump and his legal team. Excellent. 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 That's the good news. Okay. I have some other things for you today. This is, now let's see here what we have that Matt sent me during the break. Karine Jean-Pierre declined to condemn the remarks from New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Let me just remind you what those remarks were. Kathy Hochul has now since apologized for those remarks. But this is what the governor of New York said earlier, and she's since now apologized. Take a listen.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of them, because when you have their diverse voices innovating solutions through technology, then you're really addressing society's broader challenges.
Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, declined to condemn those remarks from the Democrat governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. And I'm sure this will get all the media scrutiny that Kristi Noem's getting. Take a listen.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made a controversial comment yesterday at the Milken Institute Global Conference while discussing the need to bring AI jobs to black and brown communities. She said, right now we have young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. What is the White House response to that?
I'm going to be super mindful. I have not heard these comments, so I want to make sure I go back, read the comments, and get a sense of what was happening here. So I don't want to comment and be really mindful speaking at this podium on behalf of this president. So I just want to go back and see exactly. I know you're reading an excerpt or a line from what she said, but I just want to be super, super mindful here.
Mm-hmm. Super, super mindful. Well, Hochul since walked those comments back, but dumb comments by the governor of New York. This is Biden on a Spanish language station. He did a Spanish language interview earlier today. Now, what station is this? Do we know?
I have no idea.
He said Hispanic immigration to the U.S. is a little bit like back in the 1840s and the Great Exodus of Ireland. The hell's he talking? All right, take a listen.
It's a little bit like back in the 1840s and the Great Exodus from Ireland because of the famine and the way Irish Catholics were treated. We said, no, we don't need any more of those folks. There was a large influx. There's even a bigger influx now in terms of Hispanic voters, Hispanic citizens who want to become citizens. So it's just enormously important.
He said the quiet part out loud, Hispanic voters. He wants to make them voters. By the way, was that recorded with somebody with a cassette player listening to the radio?
I was wondering that myself. That's horrible.
That's
audio
the worst
quality.
Audio I've ever heard. Is that how the station broadcasts with static?
Yes. Or...
Doug Burgum savagely talks about murdering snakes. What is that about? Why don't I have that story? Yeah, look on the five. Where's that story?
That is
you two stop chit-chatting and find right now Doug Burgum talking about murdering snakes.
I thought he was now the front runner to be VP.
Well, if he's murdering snakes and Noam's shooting dogs, this whole thing's a mess. All these people got to come forward. I think it's very, very possible that DeSantis one time choked a hamster. I'm not sure.
All right, hang on. I'll have the clip in like 2 seconds. It sounds like he told a story about killing a rattlesnake.
That man is a horrible, horrible human being. Doug Burgum. I called it wrong again. I had Doug Burgum as a sure thing for VP. One of these days I'm going to get this right. Doug Burgum explaining how to kill a rattlesnake. By the way, if you ever encounter a rattlesnake, you should kill a rattlesnake. I'm just saying for the record, because it'll kill you. That's not a puppy. It's a freaking rattlesnake. Yeah, it's different.
That doesn't seem nearly as bad to me. I mean, unless he's tortured this thing. I haven't listened to the clip yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard the method yet.
Maybe he made it. I don't care if he made it into a belt. I'd be happy if he did. What is this? Every potential vice president have to now come out and disclose any animals that they've killed? I killed a crocodile. I killed an alligator once.
With your bare hands, right?
I did. Wrestled them, just like Davy Crockett. You got it?
Give me one.
Do I got to wait till 6 o'clock for this?
You might, because it's a long chunk of audio.
All right, I'll wait till then. But Kristi Noem just shut down an interview on Fox Business just a few moments ago. This is not, her media tour is not going well. I'm not trying to pile on here. I'm just trying to give a point. This is me as a communications pro here. This is disastrous. I don't understand. I mean, this is bad. I don't get what's happening here. It's almost like somebody's sabotaging her. Maybe her husband.
It's getting worse too, because
it's getting worse.
The Margaret Brennan interview was about as bad as things could get. And I just listened to this clip from Varney & Co. This is worse.
I really do think somebody inside her campaign is trying to destroy her. Now, there are allegations of something with somebody. I don't know if they're true.
Are we allowed to say who?
Well, okay. So there's this article that was written that she was having an extramarital affair with Corey Lewandowski. I don't know if it's true. I have no idea. I don't care. That's between Kristi and her husband, but... I just hope not, because, you know, a little bit of a sleazeball. But anyway.
Well, there was that report in Politico yesterday that she tried to sneak this story into her first book.
Yeah.
And the team that she had surrounding her said, you know what, this is probably a bad idea. Let's hold off.
Right.
And now she's got a new team. They didn't stop her, and it made its way into the book.
So maybe her husband convinced her to put this in the book. Because maybe he's getting revenge, because maybe that allegation is real. Because hell hath no fury like a husband scorned. I don't know. I mean, somebody's got to be inside. This is too, it's too bad. I'm watching this implosion happening and I'm saying to myself, this has to be an inside job, right? This has to be an inside job.
Her judgment can't really be that bad.
No, it can't. I mean, she's an incredibly successful governor. She was my pick to be VP. She's the one I was advocating for this whole time. So somebody is, it's an inside job. My theory is Mr. Gnome. This is his way of getting revenge. I'm serious.
Honestly, the Kim Jong-un story from the book isn't doing her any favors either.
No, he was probably like, baby, put that in there too. Meanwhile, the whole time he was just setting her up for a disaster.
What if her husband was the one that kind of dressed up as Kim Jong-un?
Oh, this is painful to watch. This has to be an inside job. It has to be.
She needs to stop this press tour immediately because it's just getting progressively worse and worse. Even on Fox Business, which you would think would be a friendly outlet. This is a disaster.
I know. I feel like I need to get on a plane and fly to South Dakota and just go to her and say, stop it. Zip. Forget it.
Can we play the clip?
Well, do you want me to? I should take a break, right?
And then tease it. This is bad, though.
All right. We'll do that. And Doug Burgum is killing rattlesnakes and... It's all coming out. You want to be on Trump's VP, you better disclose any animal deaths. I one time killed a fish. True story. I'll tell you that story when I get back. Everybody kills fish. I don't know. That's not a big deal. I killed my son's fish.
Not on purpose.
Well.
Oh, no.
Heard Tim Scott knocked over an anthill.
Yeah, true. We did that. Yeah. And I believe, and I'm not sure, but I believe Elise Stefanik one time kicked a cat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we'll talk about all that straight ahead. Plus, the latest on the Trump trial and campus craziness in our area. The fourth and final hour straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.